Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest was coaxed out of retirement when his son asked him a question. We'll get to that question in a minute, but part of the answer was a book. It's great to welcome Donal Daly. He's the author of The Customer is the Planet to Down to Business. Donal, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Bobby. Nice to meet you. Thanks for taking the time.
Now, what was that question that your son asked you that provoked this spur out of retirement and the writing of this book?
And I don't know whether I'm grateful to him or not at this point, but so about 5 years ago, he was then 16 and we were sitting at the kitchen table and he said, should I be worried? And I said, about what? And he said, will the planet still be okay when I'm your age? And the challenge with that, of course, is there's a 44 year age gap. And so 40 years hence from now, I guess, I think we have some things that we need to kind of concern ourselves with. So as you say, I had been retired. I've been a software person for a long time and felt I needed to apply whatever skills I could bring to see if I could participate in solving some of that problem.
Okay, so the book then really is a blend of inspiration and maybe some around education. And we do have that particular date in mind, January the 1st, 2025, when we have to report on environmental issues to Europe, or certainly larger companies do. Tell us more about what change that's going to bring.
So I think so that's the CSRD, Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, which requires, in the first instance, large companies to report on their impact on people and planet, and also on the risks to their business as a consequence of the changes that are happening. So that brings two things. I think one that's perhaps an overhead and one that's an opportunity. So the overhead it brings is that the type of reporting that companies will have been doing in financials for decades, they will now need to do something similar from a sustainability point of view. So they need to look at what's happening in climate. They need to look at what's happening in their social environments. That's their own workers and the community. And they need to think about things from a governance point of view.
Could I just say, Donal, is it not a bit more abstract than financial reporting? As in, like, financial reporting, you know, we know why and how. Is it not all a little bit more opaque with sustainability stuff in terms of reporting against, you know, a particular measurement?
I think on the surface it may be, but when you get down to the granularity of the detail, if I'm looking at the impact of the energy that I use, I get down to measuring the kilowatts that I use and its impact on the environment. In the same way, then my financials, I look at my debtors and my creditors and I add it all up together. When I go beyond environment, I look at the people and I look at things like the gender balance in my organization. When I get into the areas, some of the areas are a bit more tenuous, to be fair, around areas like biodiversity and those kind of areas. But right. Most of it gets down to very granular data. And while I accept that it looks a little bit opaque, it's not that it's difficult, it's just that it's new.
Right.
You know? So I think that's what that is.
And do you think what impact do you think this formal reporting of CSRD what change will it bring, do you think, ultimately?
So ultimately, I think it gets companies to look at what they're doing in their business, which fundamentally is a good thing from a business strategy point of view. They should be doing it anyway. So I think it'll get them to look at things like, how can I design products that my customers now want to buy? Because my customers don't want to buy products that kill people, just, you know, as an oversimplification. So I think so they will think about that. They will think about how the impact they have on their communities, and they will realize that things that they kind of, let's say, got away with in the past are not acceptable anymore. And things that we see, like, so, you know, pollution is a big issue in Ireland. You know, we have 2,000 people roughly who die from air pollution in Ireland every year. And these kind of things that people kind of wake up and go, oh, I didn't know that. And fundamentally, Bobby, I believe people are fundamentally good, right? I think they're fundamentally selfish. And I don't think those two things kind of conflict. But most times when you go to folks and say, do you know what's the consequence of what you're doing in your business? They go, you know what? I actually didn't think about that and I should do something about it. So I think the outcome will be people will do something about it that moves their business forward, but does it in a less impactful way and in some cases, a more beneficial way.
Like all these things, Donal, the CSRD reporting presents an opportunity for people like yourself. So, you know, there's a business around sustainability. There are many people involved in that area that weren't, you know, it's almost like a new sector. And do you see opportunity here for your business?
I do, but that's not the primary driver. But so I do. But so I with my co-founder, a lady called Ingrid from Belgium, built the business to say, how can we deliver impact organizationally? But my commercial gene, because I've had 5 companies before this, go, this is also the biggest commercial opportunity I've ever seen. But it's appropriate. It's important that it's done responsibly. So so there is absolutely an opportunity. Every large corporation in the world, mid to large corporation in the world, has to address this. And for me, the opportunity for our business, which is Future Planet, is how we apply technology to make that easier for companies to get through the kind of overhead of CSRD so they can apply better practices to how they do their business.
So you're still the tech and software guy, and this is business number 6. Is that what you're telling us?
It is.
Good man.
Yeah, but it's also probably the most important business, you know, and the co-authors I have on the book, because this is such a broad area, I brought together 16 co-authors from around the world.
Did you?
Who know how to do biodiversity and circular economy and social legal justice and all those things, and look at it from, you know, we're so privileged, people from Brazil, from Kenya, from Brussels, from France. You know, so we've got a kind of a global perspective, which is really important.
So tell us about the complexity of writing a book with 16 other co-authors. That sounds like it could be complicated.
It's a nightmare. I like to write, so I've written a number of books in the past, and it's much easier to write a book on your own, you know. But in this case, because I do a thing on LinkedIn called Daily Planet, which I publish every week, which is about kind of what's happened in sustainability and ESG and those kind of things in the previous week. And then LinkedIn asked me to join a sustainability group, which I did. And in that sustainability group, I found all these experts who've been doing this for 20 years from around the world, but didn't have, let me say, the 30 years of business background that I had. So we got together and I said, here's what I think we can do, guys. And they were really happy and they're generous and they're kind. And they care. So they contributed what they did. And it was a logistical nightmare. But because of their generous spirit, we got there probably in about 5-6 months, I'd say.
And hopefully, if this book, The Customer is the Planet, sells like hotcakes, there might be a bit of a financial upside for those 16 co-authors.
Well, there could be. But in fairness, what we've decided to do is generate all the proceeds to a charity called Our Children's Trust.
Well done. That's a good initiative.
Yeah, and it's appropriate. I mean, Our Children's Trust, who I met the kind of promoters of that, if I call it that, through a previous human rights charity I was involved in. But you may have read about a case that was taken in the state of Montana against the government by some children.
Yeah.
And so Our Children's Trust were the legal advocates behind that. And they did a similar one in Hawaii. So they align wholly with everything we're trying to do. And of course, because it's about the children, fundamentally, that's what we need to care about.
So finally then, Donal, can I ask you then how concerned you are about planet Earth in the next 5-10 years? Do you think all this action around reporting on sustainability, the initiatives, all the green initiatives that are happening, you know, at various levels and at various different paces throughout countries, throughout the world, where do you see all this ending up?
So it's concerning, but it's, I think, like any behavior change. And I think this is a behavior change on a global basis. We all go through kind of 4 phases of awareness. I didn't know it was happening. Interest, maybe I should think about it. And preference, oh, if I can make this choice now, and then we take some action. So I think that's happening. I think it's not happening fast enough for sure. I think that I remain stubbornly optimistic, because that's the only choice we have to make a change.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, it's a great book, and well done to you for writing it, and well done for making the contribution to that good cause. The book is The Customer is the Planet. The author, one of 17 authors, including Donald Daly, who's the main author, but he has 16 co-contributors. And thanks for joining us, Donald, this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.